SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump praised Charlie Kirk as a great American hero at a memorial service attended by tens of thousands of people. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president said the assassination of his conservative political ally will only make his cause bigger and better.
He's a martyr now for American freedom.
Joined by his vice president, cabinet members, and other administration officials, the president described Kirk as one of the brightest lights who lived bravely and boldly.
None of us will ever forget Charlie Kirk, and neither now will history.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Republican senator reveals that President Biden's FBI investigated Turning Point USA while investigating President Trump. Reporter Bernie Bennett explains.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley revealed Tuesday that the FBI's election-related investigation into President Donald Trump swept in dozens of Republican entities, including the late Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. Speaking during a hearing focused on oversight of the FBI, Grassley said the investigation, which the Bureau called Arctic Frost, was partisan in nature and that its expansive scope was evident of that. Grassley unveiled a new set of documents during his opening statement Tuesday that showed numerous Republican-affiliated organizations and people were targeted with subpoenas during Arctic Frost. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
One person is dead and two others wounded after a shooting at a New Hampshire county club. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office says police have arrested 23-year-old Hunter Nadeau for last night's deadly shooting at the Sky Meadow Country Club. The FDA is recalling a dozen brands of cinnamon sold nationwide for elevated lead. The recalled cinnamon brands were sold at stores including Save-A-Lot, Dollar Tree, and Euro Grocery. This is SRN News. A decency group has a request for Congress.
The Parents Television and Media Council wants lawmakers to protect America's children from the potential harms of artificial intelligence. There are already several AI products on the market that critics say can harm kids with everything from bad advice to inappropriate conversations. PTMC spokesman Melissa Henson says, quote, Congress should pass the Kids Online Safety Act to hold tech companies accountable for designing their products to prioritize child safety. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Growing unrest in Nepal has the country's small Christian community staying watchful and keeping out of sight. The fear is that radical Hindus will target Christians as they seek power for themselves. Last week's massive demonstrations in Nepal ended with more than 70 people killed and hundreds wounded. Nepal's 81% of the population is Hindu. Christians make up less than 3%. This is SRN News. A painting by a 20th century Mexican artist could break records when it goes on the block this November at Sotheby's.
A self-portrait by Frida Kahlo and Sueno La Gama has an estimated price of $40 to $60 million. It may surpass the highest price for a female's artist's work ever, currently $44.4 million for Georgia O'Keeffe's Jimson Weed White Flower No. 1. The Kahlo painting, created in 1940, depicts the Mexican artist in a four-poster bed with a skeleton lying atop it. It's part of a November 8 sale featuring over 100 surrealist works. I'm Charles Teledesma.
Rome's International Airport has opened a dog hotel to make travel easier for pet owners. The facility offers temperature-controlled floors, private gardens, and ambient music for relaxation. Dogs can enjoy grooming and even video calls with their owners. More details at srnnews.com.